it started as I was growing up. It was a Weber charcoal grill. It was a little 4-foot diameter, 12-inch deep plastic pool. It was a cassette playing boombox, and it was a couple of plastic lounge chairs.
Yes, it was. It really was.
And if you were lucky, you had a big mulberry tree with a little shade.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
That was the Arizona backyard environment all through the 60s and 70s. And, boy, we have sure seen a metamorphosis of that arrangement, haven't we?
Yes, everything from, you know, huge outdoor kitchens with pizza ovens to, you know, large refrigerators, wine fridges, cabinets that hold all of your own separate dishes outside. The sky's the limit with the outdoor kitchen these days.
Oh, and then you separate the men from the boys because you go from the full kitchen to the full outdoor sound around theater in your outdoor kitchen. And, man, then you've got it, baby.
Nothing better than watching a movie outside under the stars at your own backyard with all your friends and family gathered around you.
And, you know, one of the things I don't think a lot – I'm asked the question a lot of times by homeowners that are contemplating improving their home. What can I add that's gonna give me a return on investment? You know, the great thing about backyard work, whether it's hardscaping, landscaping, lighting, irrigation, pizza ovens, fire pits, fireplaces, whatever it is, the backyard investment is one of your highest returns on investment. So not only is it fun, but it makes good economic sense.
Amen. Enjoy your backyard. Love your backyard. If you decide you want to change either downscale or upscale later on with your home, you've made a great investment.
I want to talk. What I want to do right now is be a little bit selfish and take control of the show because I want to start a poll. Babe, can you keep track of the poll?
Okay.
What I want to do is for all of you who have outdoor kitchens and outdoor environments, I had like this private lust the first 52 years of my life. I wanted an ice maker. My grandpa had an ice maker, and it was so cool. Anytime you were hot in the backyard, you just ran into the back thing, and there was always ice there, and it was like this. Man, I knew I was going to be a complete whole person when I could have an ice maker on my back patio. So what I want to do is I want to start a poll. You can call us. You can contact us by email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. I want to know if in Arizona, below the Mogollon Rim, if you have an ice maker that is outside and has lasted more than 5 years, I want to know the name of it. Okay, so that is the official ice-making poll for backyards in Arizona. That's info@rosieonthehouse.com. Or give us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. We'll be doing our own consumer guides directory here on it.
Do you know, we had one that worked for about 4 years.
I know.
It was so much fun. But do you know that the grandkids still look in there hoping that there's ice in there and it hasn't worked for about a year? So we need to know.
Yes, we do. We do need to know before we reinvest in another one. Which brand ice maker will last outside? Because I won't have an ice maker inside. They are just too noisy. They're constantly clinking and chinking and dropping those cubes in there, and it drives me nuts. But out on the back patio, it's okay. Let's start talking. Let's open the phone lines at 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to call and ask us questions about laying out your backyard kitchen or backyard environment, or if you've got one that you have questions or dilemmas or problems with, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, or you can call us about any question about owning, improving, remodeling, or maintaining your house, home, castle, or cabin. That's why we show up every single Saturday morning. All right. Let's take this hypothetical Arizona backyard, and let's just say it's a comfortably sized backyard, and they haven't done a thing. It's a blank slate.
Ooh, I love that.
Hey, where do you start, Nathan?
Well, first you got to orientate your outdoor kitchen. I think the outdoor kitchen really is, besides potentially the pool here in Arizona, is the number one thing you want to put into a fresh blank canvas as you're moving into your brand new beautiful home. But location's really, really important. If you're not going to go with a pool, you've got your whole backyard to really think about. Location is going to be the biggest thing you want to know in placing that outdoor kitchen. Are you going to have – I heard John Jay mention earlier that he had a nice pass-through window from his kitchen.
Yes.
I'm fortunate to have one myself as well. So that definitely wanted me to encourage me to put my outdoor kitchen right next to the house so I can have, you know, great pass-through and, mm-hmm. you know, in between my kitchen and my outdoor kitchen. So you want to know where the smoke is going to go coming from that grill primarily. What are the prevailing winds? Where's that smoke going to go? You don't want to blast your guests out as you're trying to show off your grilling abilities and all I can breathe is smoke.
Yes.
So you definitely want to know where that's going to get placed, but you do want it convenient. If you do want it further away from the house, you really want it to be a separate kitchen cooking area, you want everybody to congregate out that way, away from the house, then that's going to kind of make you need to have a refrigerator.
That's a bigger job.
Yes.
That is a bigger project.
Yes, yes. Where you could probably get by with just having the grill outside, maybe a potential side burner, some storage space for all your barbecue tools. Now you're really looking at truly creating an outdoor kitchen.
I'm a big believer in the cart system when it comes to outdoor kitchens. I like it close. Ours is right on our back patio, right on our back door, so it's close. And you cannot have enough counter space. But a perfect example of a story in our backyard is, how many people did we have there last Saturday? There had to be 30.
20 plus.
It was 20 plus. And, are you counting all the little
kids? Well, I was going to say, and half of them were under 3 feet.
But and we like to set up the buffet. You know, we don't try and serve sit-down stuff. We just fajita style it, baby. Here's the chicken, here's the steak, here's the grilled peppers and the onions, and we just line them all out, and you just can't have enough countertop space. But I'm a big believer in carting between the kitchen and the – rather than carrying out individual plates and plates and plates. But the cart system works really great.
Yep.
The condiments and the cold drinks and stuff like that.
Yes.
That's easy when it's close.
Very easy when it's close.
You put that thing on the back side of some swimming pool or the back corner of a lot.
Well, and selfishly, if you put in a ton of pavers from here to there, that cart's going to bounce all the way over there too. It's not going to be really really smooth and cart friendly all the way.
At that point, you need a multiple cart system.
Yes.
Or one very large cart system. Or a conveyor belt.
Yes.
One of the three.
Yes.
Okay, so geography. Let's think about not putting it out too far. Let's think of the prevailing breezes. Let's keep the smoke out of the areas we're going to congregate in. The closer, the better, I think. What are the things? What are the things about placement? Now, traffic patterns. You know, you can establish your traffic pattern around the placement of your kitchen area, because your outdoor kitchen is going to be where everybody congregates, just like where everybody congregates inside the house. It's
yep.
the kitchen.
Yep. I'm pretty fortunate too, as well, as I put a lot of bench seating in near my outdoor grill, because again, just like the kitchen, where do people want to congregate cooking? You never get them full meal done when you've got guests coming over to the house, so you end up having a few drinks, talking to everybody while you're finishing the meal. Same thing in the outdoor kitchen area. It's great to have some nice little seating areas out there as well. As far as placement too, you really want to know. I mean, what do we face with here? So many months of the year is the sun. And you really want to know, based on location too, can you get yourself and your guests some shade around your outdoor kitchen? Again, with the smoke being a factor, you got to make sure that shade is raised up enough so that the smoke can escape. But you do want to be able to protect your guests from those UV rays.
I'm a big believer in options. I like a gas and a charcoal option. I used to always charcoal. We've started using a gas one recently, just because you get home, you got kids, you got chores. I don't have time to get the charcoal going.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the gas on, it's ready in seconds. The meat's done fairly consistently. I mean, once you get used to gas a little bit over charcoal, but on the weekends, on a Sunday, man, it's just really hard to beat the smell of a good charcoal. And you know what? When the meat comes off the grill, there's just something about that presentation charcoal does. You'll never get on a gas grill.
No, you're right. You're right.
Got to have your options.
All the big barbecue national championships and contests are all done over hot live charcoal. That's for sure.
Amen. You can't beat that wood flavor.
But I caved in. We went from charcoal to gas years ago, and I've never looked back. Occasionally, I'll break out the old charcoal, but boy, 99 times out of 100, she just fired up the gas grill.
Yep. Well, that's why I have the Weber kettle as well. Ready.
Got to have options.
Yes.
We especially like smoking, but we'll get into that a little bit later. I want to continue talking about the general layout of the kitchen and what to consider. We've talked about the fact that it needs to be, we think, the closer to the backyard kitchen it is to the existing kitchen, the better off it is. You can't have enough countertop space. You got to watch where the prevailing breezes are. You got to take into consideration shade. That can be a shade sail. It can be a pergola. It can be an awning. It can be a trellis. It can be a big tree. But once we take you out of the direct sun, we drop the impact of the ambient temperature 20 degrees. So we're taking you from 110, 112 to low 90s. Okay?
Hey, that's worth it.
Now, once we get into low 90s and we're doing something comfortable and we add a ceiling fan to that, we're going to take you down to where you perceive on the surface of your skin that you're in the mid-80s. And we can do all that. We're going to talk about all those tactics and tricks to making your outdoor backyard dining and barbecue area the most comfortable, the most fun, and the most profitable place you can spend your time in the backyard.